This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Scoop Stanton with 7-5 Radio. We have a very special guest on the coming on the horn. We're having a little trouble connecting since we're calling a foreign country. Well, how are we doing today?
Oh, it's more like buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches day today. Yeah, we have a special guest. And the special guest happens to be outside the country right now, and we are trying to connect with him. We're doing pretty good today, man. Beautiful outside. We have a few things that we're going to talk about before we get to our guest when we connect. And Scoop, go ahead, start it off, please.
Well, as everyone knows that on 7-5 Radio that we want to remember the law enforcement officers within these United States that are murdered in the line of duty. Now, earlier on the 15th of May was police officers and military police officer Memorial Day and Military Appreciation Day. So, anyways, let's get right to it. First, we want to recognize Sergeant Kelvin Ansari of the Savannah, Georgia Police Department. End of watch Saturday, May 11th. He was attempting to apprehend a robbery suspect, and he was shot dead. Fortunately, the perp was also shot dead. Also, we want to remember police officer Robert McKeithen from the Biloxi, Mississippi Police Department. End of watch Sunday, May 5th. The perp walked up to him at the public safety facility parking lot and simply opened fire. No motive was given. So, fortunately, he was caught, but he was caught alive. So, we want to remember these fine officers and all other people, front line of people, the tip of the spear that did give their lives in the line of duty, protecting all of us. Well, over to you.
Well, you know, it's always a sad day when a police officer loses his life in the line of duty. We don't have enough people out there that support people in law enforcement. And I'm talking about those mutts that wake up every morning that are willing to take the life of another, especially law enforcement, just because they don't want to go to jail or they don't want a freaking ticket. So we had there was another police officer that was killed in the line of duty, and his wife found out 3 days after his funeral that she was pregnant. And these animals out there that have no regard for anybody, let alone the police, they need to go like the first guy that we talked about today. Eliminate the millions of dollars and years of support in the jail system. And like Trump said, get rid of the garbage. And unfortunately, there's too much garbage out there. So we have the sad moments that we share. In the beginning of our show every week, we'd like to have a week without having to announce anybody's murder in the police uniform. So let's try that for next. Well, Scoop, what's going on with you these days?
Well, anyways, our old buddy Keith, the cop from Compound Media, he's back in the thick of things. As you all know, we reached out to Keith, the cop from Compound Media, Anthony Cumia's media network, to try to promote each other on each other's platform. We're proud of 75 Radio, and Compound Media is proud of their lineup for the most part. So, anyways, long story short, we Keith said, "Nah, since I can't be associated with guys like Gear Q because I'm a retired MOS or member of the service. Your Q is a dirty cop. I can't be seen with that. Blase, blase." So we blasted him, and we blasted Keith for hiring one Artie Lang, who has a very public drug problem, and came to work. Hi. The guy came to work on drugs. But now the story has it that now Lenny Dykstra is getting a show on Compound Media. And which really surprised me because Lenny Dykstra also has numerous, I'm talking numerous run-ins with the law. Put it this way. He's been collared more times than Walter, me, and Artie Lang combined. And he's very public about his drug use. And we had Lenny Dykstra on as a guest a couple last month on 75 Radio. And he's a great guest. Now, mind you, we have nothing against Lenny Dykstra. We like Lenny. He was a great guest, and he's a great guy. We wish him success on Compound Media, and we want him to come back on 75 Radio. And he has an open invite whenever he wants to come on and talk about things. But anyways, my issue is with Keith is going to bring Lenny on the show with his checkered past and his substance abuse and his run-ins with the law and his all these other allegations, whether true or not, I don't care. That's, you know, that's the past. But again, he can't come around to bring guys like Walter and Mikey on Compound Media, despite his boss had Mike and Walter on the Opie and Anthony show. So just more hypocrisy from Keith the cop. Any comments before we move to the next segment?
Well, you know, is he the one that trashed me on our right. website page? And
he didn't.
It wasn't him.
He trashed it. But, well, he trashed us on Twitter before our accounts got suspended, which is another thing.
All right, but there was something that we put you had in your blog recently, and somebody was trashing right. the academy, and that's fine. Shoot, you know, you're right. You know, dirty cop. Yeah, I did what I did. Did what I did, man. But Jesus God, it's freaking 33 years ago, you know, and that's fine. People have their opinion, and other people have said to me, well, you know, I wouldn't hire him because of this. I wouldn't hire him because of that. And there was a I don't want to say that story. I can't do that yet because there's a legal allegation in there. But, you know, 33, 34, 35 years after the fact, holy cow, move on and get a life. If you people are so worried about me, you need to get a life. But, you know, like they say in Hollywood, at least they're talking about me.
Right.
You know, so people want to know how bad of a guy I am. I'm going to continue to 75
Radio. Anyways, well, we're coming our first break. Hopefully we can get a hold of our guest because, I mean, you don't want to miss this one. We'll be right back, hopefully with our guest.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get Kosher-tified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start meaning it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, this is 7-5 Radio, and we're still missing our guests. The problem is that we need to use a telephone, a payphone, and I'm running out of quarters. So anybody within the earshot that knows where I'm at, please stop by with us some quarters so I can make this here telephone call. But then again, that's again for putting me in charge. But anyways, we are back on Facebook. Why are we back on Facebook? Because we're still banned from Twitter. Well, why don't we take this, talk about our what we're doing on Facebook and how people can reach out to us.
All right. It's, Facebook. Look us up. It's the 75/75 Radio. I've invited lots of people to join, and there's other people that are chiming in that, you know, want approval to join, and we're approving, you know, just about everybody except, you know, Keith the Cop and Artie Lang and, you know, people like that. We won't approve them. They're not welcome in our group. even though, you know, they say they don't want to be part of it, but, you know, hey, the mother said they don't want it. You know, we know what that means. You can talk about anything 7-5 related, what we talk about on the air here, what we talk about the 7-5 documentary itself. I got people asking when the movie is coming out, and, you know, that's entirely up to Sony. Questions, you know, it's like an AMA. I'll answer any questions if I can. If they pertain to me or something that I know about, I'll answer them. And the same thing with Scoop. If you want to ask Scoop about anything, about to catch a predator, go ahead and ask him. It's not a problem. I miss, you know, my Twitter family. I had, I don't know, a couple thousand people that were, you know, keeping up with me on Twitter. Slowly but surely, I'll be making my way through the lines of communication and getting a hold of them to tell them where we are, because a lot of them don't do Facebook, and vice versa. A lot of Facebook don't do Twitter. So the thing with Twitter, I put up a post last night about why, you know, we're doing, you know, we were in the holding tank of Twitter, you know, until all our appeals were exhausted. And you know what happened. We're, you know, life in Twitter prison now. And without Twitter parole. So our Twitter career is mostly over. but I'm still going to reach out to the fans out there and the family and friends and people that don't even know about us yet, because it's amazing. You know, the last year or so on Twitter, there were so many people out there that didn't know about the 7-5 nor the 7-5 radio program that were turned on to it that now are fans. But again, questions, bring them on. People ask me if I regret anything. People ask me if I feel bad about what I did back then. People ask me all kinds of things. So go ahead and ask those questions to the both of us, and I'll answer you. And most of the answers will be on public. If you want to private message us, well, then go ahead. Do that too. Whatever makes you feel good. I'm looking forward to moving along on Facebook and having a good following and a good fan base and good friend base.
Right.
Scoop.
And thank you, Walt. The name on Facebook, the name of the group is The 7-5. They got right in all the letters. /75 radio news and updates. That's The 7-5 written out. /75 radio news and updates. Hopefully we shortened that up or changed that a little bit, because that's a lot of words right there, and you know, some of my family members don't read no good. But we do have a Twitter feed. Our Twitter feed is 75 Radio Show. That's the number 75 Radio Show. Actually, it's at 75_show on Twitter. So, like, well, so you're absolutely right. We got banned from Twitter. You got banned for doing absolutely nothing. I just mentioned your name in a tweet, actually a direct message, or it doesn't matter, to one of the ghostwriters of Kenny's piece of garbage book, and we got suspended from Twitter. But we refused to lose, and we refused to play by the rules. So we're back up on Twitter, and Walt came up the idea of contacting and calling and interacting with all of you wonderful people on Facebook. And I very, very reluctantly came back on Facebook for the simple fact that they like to take all the information from your profiles or all your data, whatever piece of equipment you use, a laptop, a tablet, or a cell phone. And they say, oh, they ask you, oh, do you want to import your contacts? Do you want to import your pictures? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And I say no, because, again, you know, Facebook is the enemy. Twitter is the enemy. And the only platform we have is Gab, gab.ai. And, you know, Gab is just a teeny tiny little outfit outside of Philadelphia, and they are getting raked over the coals. We also have a Gab account. Look under Scoop Stanton at Gab, and I post things over there. But we're trying to reach out. We're trying to get the word out. But, again, these people that run these social outlets, guess what? They are the enemy. They are part of the deep state. It's great that it first came out, if you remember, Facebook about 15 years ago. But, you know, Facebook went the way of the Commodore 64 and the LeClick camera. And so now all these other media entities, social media entities, they want to block things that they don't agree with. Even on YouTube, Jim Lancia he's no longer on YouTube. Our pal JB Gunner, a lot of his videos get demonetized because somebody says, oh, this is offensive to me, or he talks about this, that, and the other thing. And what they do is that when you do something quote unquote offensive, is that they send you a letter or a tweet that says, oh, you said or did something that we think might be offensive, so you are hereby banned, suspended, demonetized, or whatever. That's just, you know, that's just straight up fascism. But, you know, on the flip side, the people say, well, it's a private company, you don't have to put your stuff up there, you don't have to belong. Well, guess what? You know, this is a business that it's a communication issue. We're trying to communicate to our fans, our followers, our friends, our family, a message. Where it's a free speech issue, even though the government is not involved per se. But I'm sure if I put something really, really illegal up on Facebook or Twitter, the feds will be knocking on my door, which I'm not going to do, because I don't want any involvement from the authorities. But again, we're fighting a good fight. We're doing the best we can with what we have. That's why the best, still the best and original form of communications is right here on terrestrial radio. Now, we're not going to sit here and use any four-letter words or, you know, lie about people. We're not CNN or MSNBC, but we're going to get the word out. And I appreciate, we appreciate the fans, because you're starting to come out. You're starting to spread the word. You know, you're watching the 7-5. You're listening to us. You're following us on Facebook and Twitter. So we say thank you, and keep up the good work, because we are here for you. But anyways, while moving right along, our favorite person in the whole wide world is running for president, Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, I woke up to that horror this morning when I turned on the news. Actually, it's not a horror. It's a freaking joke. You know, he'll have the whole country turning their back on him when he takes the podium. Can you imagine him in a debate with Mr. Trump? All Mr. Trump has to do to win with de Blasio is just let him talk.
All right, we're going to try to call our guest. If not, we're going to talk about good old Bill de Blasio whatever his birth name is. All right, we'll be right back on 7-5 Radio. Stay tuned.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr saying the Justice Department's just begun probe into the origins of the Russia investigation will determine whether government officials abused their power, putting their thumb on the scale. Barr telling Fox News answers to questions he's asked of investigators so far have been inadequate.
I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians, but he was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a Chechen group and five people, including at least three Russians, for alleged human rights abuses, and now the Kremlin says it will respond in kind, but it's not yet been specific. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president's new immigration proposal is dead on arrival. The president detailing his plan yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, saying it will move the nation from a family-based immigration system to a merit-based system. Pelosi says calling the plan merit-based is, in her words, the height of condescension. The president also proposing that
future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
At least two states are calling for boycotts over Alabama's new abortion law, which bans almost all abortions. Maryland's comptroller is saying he's advising the state's pension fund to pull any money it has invested in Alabama companies. And Colorado's attorney general is calling for a boycott of Alabama. The WWE professional wrestler Ashley Massaro has died of unknown causes. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back, and we have no guest. Nobody came to the 7-Eleven near the house to pick up any, give me any quarters. So, all right, I guess we're going to be guestless today. But anyways, that's okay.
We'll try again. We keep trying to get this fellow. Sometimes, you know, he's a little hard to get a hold of, and that's why it's been taking so long to get him on. You know, and talking with him this week, you know, he was looking forward to this morning, and, you know, maybe something happened down, you know, over there in that other part of the world. So we'll suck it up and apologize to our fans that are looking forward to listening to that fellow's weekend. And then our archives next week, and we'll try for some. We'll try another day. And my apologies to the people that were texting me; they were looking forward to it. So we'll
right. And I spoke to the guest on Facebook. Right, I spoke to the guest on Facebook, and he was excited as can be. We told him what's going on, how's it going to go down. He says, "Can't wait. You know, we'll talk to you later." But well, maybe the Federales got him. But anyways, Walter. Our favorite mayor ever from the city of New York has decided to run for president. Bill de Blasio went on YouTube and said, you know, there's plenty of money in America, but the wrong people have it. Well, who's supposed to have it? The poor people? Because if the poor people have it, guess what? They're going to give it to the people who had it in the first place. But anyways, right then, right out the gate, he's telling us we have too much money. The Blasio family, they don't look too they look like they're okay themselves. I mean, the oldest son goes to Yale University. I didn't go to Yale. I know, Walt, you applied it, but didn't get in. But anyways, let's go down some of the highlights of Bill de Blasio, 6 years as mayor of New York City. First of all, he stopped Stop and Frisk, which got lots and lots and lots of guns and drugs off the streets of New York. Now, the stop and frisk is based on the Terry versus Ohio Supreme Court decisions, where it says law enforcement can stop, possibly frisk, and questions to see if criminality is afoot. It's also known as the Terry stop. So it's the Supreme Court said that you police can do that all over the country, not just New York City and not just in Ohio. Secondly, he made the New York City jails very, very dangerous. A while back, we talked about officers in a juvenile facility in the Bronx getting assaulted. He's turned Rikers Island into a hotel. He gave the New York City cops terrible, terrible contracts. Right now, the cops of the police officers of color make about 60% less than their white counterparts under Bill de Blasio. New York City Transit is seeing the highest amount of people riding the system in years, but it is broke, it is falling apart, it is unreliable. And Bill de Blasio blamed Governor Andrew Cuomo, who in turn blamed Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio claims that crime in the streets keeps going down, but I believe him and his commanders are good at what's known as juking the stacks. They have this thing called CompStat where they have to track every crime and percentages and statistics. But, you know, we all know he's juking the stacks because time and time and time again, New Yorkers are putting on Twitter, hey, I was assaulted over here, I was robbed over here, or there's some just homeless junkie pooping the streets. Bill de Blasio didn't bother showing up at the hospital when the MOS was shot in the line of duty. Bill de Blasio told the world that he had to tell his son when he interacts with a police officer, be very afraid because he might get shot based on his color. Bill de Blasio is about to enact the zone pricings. Well, have you heard about this? They're going to price, they're going to put Easy Pass transponders for people that drive in Lower Manhattan from 59th Street South to alleviate congestion. It's called congestion pricing. So the UPS drivers, Pepsi drivers, beer delivery people, food delivery people, that are driving in Manhattan, you're about to get it in the shorts, because to alleviate the traffic problems caused by capitalism, New York City is going to enact congestion pricing, which means during rush hour, if you come into the city below 59th Street, you will be charged for having the privilege of driving on New York City streets, which, another thing, is absolutely deplorable. New York and Washington, D.C. are running neck and neck as for having the worst streets in the United States. Bill de Blasio, he also decided to leave the city of New York when one of his cops, Officer Detective Familia, was laying in the morgue before his funeral for do some politicking. Mr. de Blasio went overseas to Germany while the city was in some other crisis to talk at this climate change summit and visit his son, who is vacationing in Europe. Bill de Blasio is married to Mrs. de Blasio, who is a dark-skinned, black, militant lesbian. Also, rumors are flying that Bill and Mrs. de Blasio like to smoke the marijuana. It's unknown how they score the pot, but I've had it from a very reliable source that they are potheads, which brings me another thing. Mayor de Blasio decided he put the word out to his cops, don't arrest people for possession of pot. So I'm sure New York City's like D.C. just smells like one big Grateful Dead concert. Well, will you be voting for Mayor de Blasio in the primaries?
No, that's negative central. We have a mayor in New York that I believe he's blaming every mayor preceding him way back to the old days when I was a kid, on everything that's wrong with New York right now. And, you know, New York was doing pretty well there for quite a while. They had a really good run, you know, and minus the fact of the World Trade Center catastrophe. New York City had a great run. And seemingly the past 5 or 6 years since this clown has donned his clown suit, everything but the big red nose, he has just destroyed the morals of the New York City Police Department. You know, I talk to some of the members of the service from time to time, and, you know, and the former members of the service from time to time. They just can't believe how much of an idiot this man truly is. And then he's thrown his hat into the presidential race. I don't remember, you know, when I was a little bit younger that, you know, we had so many idiots throwing their hat in the ring for a presidential run. I understand, you know, Jamie Americans, they always, you know, sang that song, it's the land of opportunity, blah, 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 blah. But, and your mom always told you, you can grow up to be president if you want to. So Bill de Blasio has taken all that, you know, into consideration, and he says, well, if he could do it, so can I. I don't think he can. No, I'm not going to vote for him. I don't think he's going to get enough ballots to even stand on a podium with other Republican wannabes against Mr. Trump. You know, he'll have a nation, you know, turning their back on him like the NYPD did at some of our...
Who in Ramos' funeral.
You know, and hell, you know, I got to tell you, man, I laughed my ass off when I was watching that. And you know what? I turned around away from the television. So, you know, I was there in spirit. You can't work for somebody that doesn't like you. It's hard. You know, they're putting handcuffs, you know, on the cops, and I don't mean the way they put them on me and you, but they're cuffing their hands again to the point where you can't do anything. You know, they're not doing anything. They don't want them to do anything. You know, they're so afraid of arresting the wrong people. You know, I read this morning somewhere where police arrest more African Americans. Now, don't get me wrong, people. You know, I'm not prejudiced by far. I'm just going to quote this fake news story that more African American males are arrested for disorderly conduct than white males. And, you know, is that true? Probably. Okay. Why? Well, listen, it's not like there's one black guy in the middle of 50 white guys, you know, raising hell on the corner, and the cops just grabbed the black kid, you know, at the middle of all these white guys. So it's not like that. That's what this story is pertaining to. And de Blasio is backing it up by saying, be careful because of your color. That's not true. That's not true.
All right, Walt, we're coming on to our final break before the end of the show. We'll talk about the abortion in Alabama and Georgia. And maybe, just maybe, our guests will call. If not, we'll be putting apologies on social media. We'll be right back on 7-5 Radio.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
All right, folks, we're back without our guest. We definitely apologize for not having a guest. It's something we don't do very often. As James Edwards says, no surrender, no apologies. Well, we apologize for not providing you what you came to listen for. But anyways, Walt, some good news on the abortion front is, you know, abortion is just absolutely something just barbaric. But it came out during the 1960s and 70s. But Alabama Governor Kay Ivey on Wednesday signed into a law a controversial abortion bill that could punish doctors who perform abortions with life in prison. Today, Governor Ivey said that she signed into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, a bill that was approved by overwhelming majorities in both chambers of the legislature. The legislation stands as a power testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. So, anyways, Alabama passed anti-abortion legislation, and Georgia passed anti-abortion legislation. So, what do you think the left did? The left went in overdrive. Because the Georgia bill is called the Fetal Heartbeat Bill. More or less, you can't restrict abortion if your fetus has a heartbeat. So, of course, the left, CNN, MSNBC, the Democrats, they're all threatening to boycott Georgia and Alabama and called, everybody in Georgia and Alabama a bunch of, inbred hicks because they don't like abortion. Idiot Alyssa Milano, who you have a thing for, she decided to start a movement to withhold sex from people's partners. What's your opinion on this whole mess for Alabama, Georgia, and withholding sexual interaction with partners?
You know, the girl is out of her freaking mind. Alyssa Milano, she's like that fly that when you're sitting having a barbecue and trying to eat a hamburger, she's like that fly that keeps landing on your hamburger. You just can't manage to slam it against the table to get rid of it. Always buzzing around your face and fooling around with your food and stuff. She's an annoying person. Only because, she can be. She can't be anything else. That's the problem. She took all that energy that she's been putting into this stand against, the Republican Party and whatever Republicans stand for. She took all of that energy and just split it down the middle. She'd probably be a good person. But, her negativity towards half of the human race in this country is, unsurmountable. I don't think there's anybody that has more hatred for 50% of the country than she is. And it's really the wrong 50%. It should be 50% of the people that aren't freaking paying taxes that are on the free ride. But that's getting away right from the abortion thing. The abortion thing, I was never for abortion. I was always against somebody doing that, but it's their own body. But when the lawmakers take it into their own hands and take the choice away from people, it's not a democracy then. With the New York thing with Andy Boy, that you can terminate a pregnancy when the baby is actually out. That's so stupid. It's murder. And, Ivy in Governor Ivy in Alabama is doing the right thing. It's murder. If somebody kills a pregnant woman, it's two bodies. So there is no. There shouldn't be a law like that. If a woman wants to have an abortion for whatever reason, it should be, her choice. I don't like it, but that's the way it goes. It's not my body. If the people continue to push anti-abortion laws, it's going to create another freaking war in our social society. We have no reason at all to think that a lawmaker knows what's best for you. And people make some spur of the moment decisions. And I'd hate to be in that position, so to speak, of having a baby and destroying its life before it even starts, right after it takes its first breath. That's just horrible. And, I don't like the subject of abortion, but it's a reality, and we'll deal with it. It's going to be different strokes for different folks. Mr. Cuomo started some nonsense up there with the, you know, afterbirth abortions. But I do appreciate the people that stand by the laws and make the right choice and the right to life. And that's what we need. We need more people who are responsible as adults when they have children, because that's the other problem on the other side of the coin. You know, we have people pumping out babies just because they're pumping out babies. You know, they're having sex and getting pregnant, and, you know, daddy runs, the baby daddy runs out, and they're having a baby. And then all of a sudden you have a 25-year-old woman with seven kids with six different fathers. And that's, you know, the other side of the coin. But killing a baby when it comes out, no.
Right. Well, anyways, first of all, most of these people that are against abortion, they never went to a Planned Parenthood clinic. I mean, it's the most evil place I could ever think of. I've had the misfortune of going to a Planned Parenthood clinic. But fortunately, I'm not going to go into detail, but fortunately, the mother made the decision to have the child. I wasn't the father. I was that one, you know, good friend, because the father was a loser. But anyways, you go in, it's just everything's partitioned off. They don't let the fathers go in the back to talk to the doctor about what happens. He has no say in it. All there is like a big fishbowl of condoms and stuff about birth control. Nothing about having a baby, raising a baby, anything like that. Secondly, these same Hollywood idiots that want abortion as almost like a civil right, when they decide to get pregnant through whatever means, either turkey baster or a wild night out at the clubs, guess what? They're celebrated, and they have the children. Then there's, you know, you have people on magazine covers sitting there buck naked, covering up their the good parts with a big belly because they're pregnant and they're celebrated. Oh, Demi Moore is having a baby. And then who's the other Hollywood idiot that followed Demi Moore? And then you hear so-and-so, you know, this Hollywood idiot's having twins, and this other Hollywood idiot's having another kid. But, you know, for these Hollywood people to say, oh, you know, abortion needs to be legal and made on demand and we need to subsidize it, they're the ones having children. They're the ones having big families. So it just, you know, more hypocrisy. And then, you know, homosexual couples, they want to have the right to adopt children. And if you notice, most of these homosexual couples, they adopt children of the same gender. I don't know why, it, you know, kind of raises questions, but, you know, it is what it is. And these people don't, these Hollywood people already think Alabama and Georgia's flyover country, except Georgia gives good tax breaks. So a lot of television is being filmed in Georgia now. So now they're threatening to leave Georgia. But as for Alyssa Milano, hopefully she has a lot of getting good royalties from her television shows, because she hasn't been anywhere in years. And lately, the pictures of her, she looks kind of long in the tooth, if you know what I mean. But anyways, it's the thing about that's why we have the 10th Amendment.
Hey, does she have any kids?
I don't know. I don't know if she...
I know she was screwing all the New York Islanders about 15, 20 years ago. she married one of them, and you know, I guess she was in the locker room or something. You know, does she not have any kids?
I don't think so.
I never read anywhere that she did. But, you know, sometimes there's just soapboxes that you shouldn't be standing on, and this is one that she shouldn't be standing on. Period.
Right. Hopefully, the soapboxers have some nails sticking out. Also, in D.C., Mayor Marion Bowser, who is not married, she's running one of the largest cities in America. She found time to adopt a baby girl, with no husband. So, you know, but that's okay. No questions are raised. Like, how are you going to run the city and raise a kid with no husband? But that's perfectly fine. And finally, we had a commercial from the U.S. Postal Service. Talk about how great they are. Last year, they were in debt $5.5 billion. Way to go, USPS. Keep up the good work. Anyways, that's our show. Sorry for not having a guest. We'll try to schedule them next time. All right. Have a good week, everybody. I am out of here.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.